This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Mu'tasim al-Hamidi for Rashidun.com. Today, inshallah, we will talk about extending acts of kindness and the impact this has on the quality of our lives and the quality of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Extending an act of kindness, what does it mean? You know, the Prophet ﷺ told us in endless occasions about the importance of extending acts of kindness, doing someone else a favor, being kind to others. It is at the heart of Islam, it's at the heart of Iman. To be good to other people, to extend acts of goodness, to help them out, you know, be beneficial wherever you are. That's a part and parcel of the essence of our deen, the essence of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet ﷺ said in a wonderful hadith, there are people, there are certain individuals among humanity that are keys or doorways to goodness. And these are the ones that Allah loves most. And another hadith, another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The people that are dearest to Allah are the ones that are most helpful to other people, the ones that are most kind to other people. So kindness is at the heart of our religion, is at the heart of our practice as Muslims. So it's strange that sometimes you find some practicing people, but you don't see kindness in their behavior. You don't see that kind of spirit in the way they carry themselves. So we want to bring this back to how we relate to our religion. It's that extending acts of kindness. That's part and parcel of our religion. That's a huge part of what it means to be a Muslim. And the Prophet ﷺ even taught us so, he gave us so many examples on how to be kind to other people, helping them out in everything, helping them out at times of calamity, times of hardship, times of trouble, be there for their rescue. You know, extend them, initiate favors to other people. Even if it be as small as a smile, the Prophet ﷺ said, "La taqiranna min al-ma'roof shay'an, walau an talqa akhaka biwajhin taliq." Don't ever belittle an act of goodness, an act of kindness, even if it be a smile. Even if it be a smile, it's so huge. It's an act of goodness, it's an act of charity. And the beautiful thing about charity, you know, let me share with you this. Recent research has been done on acts of kindness. A lot of research has been done, and the results are really interesting. They found out that when you extend an act or initiate an act of kindness towards someone, you actually increase their level of well-being and happiness. You boost their mood. You change their perspective about life as well. So you can create a huge shift in the quality of their lives by just extending a simple act of kindness. And what's beautiful about it is that when you do it to a stranger, the impact is even doubled. And that's not the only thing. The one who benefits most from an act of kindness is actually yourself. The one who initiates it, the one who extends an act of kindness. He's the one who benefits most. The researchers have found that the level of what they call the happiness hormones or well-being hormones, like dopamine, serotonin, okay, all these hormones and chemicals that influence our mood, influence our sense of well-being and our sense of contentment, they actually increase in the one who extends the act of goodness and the one who receives it. What's most surprising to me is that, and that's actually the blessings that Allah gives with this kind of interaction, even the observer, a third party who observes the act of goodness, they experience something similar. Their sense of well-being and happiness and hope increases just because of observing that act of kindness. So imagine how many blessings, how much goodness Allah has put in an act of kindness. It's, you know, the laws of math don't function here. It's not like when you give, you lose. Actually, when you give, you get even more, and the other person gives more. And the third party who observes it is also getting more. So it's like a perfect win-win situation. So that's what it actually should push us to do more acts of kindness, remembering that Allah loves that most. Allah loves that most when we are kind to other people, when we are good to other people. So let's make this practical. You know, every day you leave your home, when you leave your home in the morning or in the evening, depends what shift you're working, okay, just make a commitment that I'm going to commit probably one or two or three acts of kindness. I'm just determined, I'm not coming back home until I actually extend three acts of kindness every day. Okay, so today it's going to be maybe this or that. Okay, what happens? You set your brain in a mood or in a mode where it actually starts scanning for opportunities for you to extend acts of kindness. So maybe you'll just probably smile at other people. Maybe you'll just hold the door for the person next to you, or maybe you'll help an elderly crossing the street or carrying some of their bags, or just you know, being so nice, maybe uplifting other people's spirit. So your brain will start automatically searching for these opportunities, and you will actually, you know, when you do acts of kindness deliberately, the impact is so powerful. As I said, you are the one who benefits the most. The person, the receiver, actually benefits so much as well. As I said, you change your perspective, you change their perspective, and any third person who's in the surrounding, in the vicinity, or who's observing this kind of act of kindness, you actually change their mood. You change their perspective about life. So imagine how much goodness Allah put in this. So that's a simple, practical thing to do. Just do it. Everyone seems to win with that. And by doing so, we can actually uplift a whole society. Doing that intentionally and creating that ripple effect. And imagine, it might be a simple act of kindness as a smile. You smile at a stranger and you change their mood. And they go about extending, as the research actually shows, that when a person receives an act of kindness, they are more likely to extend an act of kindness to a third person. So they become more positive and they want to do more of these acts of kindness to others. So you smile to one person, this smile might actually reach 1,000 people, 10,000 people, probably 1 million people. You don't know. And with everyone, you've changed their life. And with everyone, you've got so much reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are the root cause of that kind of kindness. So imagine how many blessings Allah has made available for us. And most of us don't really appreciate them. So simple acts of kindness are so powerful and profound in our lives. And these are the acts of goodness that create so much reserve for us with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at times of hardship, they will come to our rescue. At times of difficulty, Allah will, make this credit that we have built with Him of acts of kindness, Allah will make that actually work for us, come to our help at the times of need. So why not just do it? And so this is my advice to you and to myself. And when I acted, I tried to act on this as much as I could. And it has really changed so many things in my life. It's brought about so much positivity. And I realized, you don't lose when you extend acts of kindness. You don't lose. When you give, you don't lose. When you give, you don't lose. You're just giving for yourself, multiple times over. So that's from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you find this video inspiring, beneficial, and you feel it has really prompted you to start doing acts of kindness, press the like button. Share it with the people. That's an act of kindness, by the way. Share it with other people. Share it with your family. Share it with your friends. Let other people know about it and probably act on the advice that's in here. And don't forget to subscribe to rashidun.com so you get more of our free material in the form of articles, ebooks, videos, and courses as well. Then inshallah you will find, our goal is to make everything practical, all the profound meanings in our faith, all the ethical principles, we try to present them in very practical ways that we can live by every day, inshallah. Until we meet with another video, I leave you in peace. And this is Mu'tasim al-Hamidi for Rashidun.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.